first person singular. Views expressed are those of the author. Tim Rudolph wonders if we are alone.
In a universe teeming with billions of galaxies, do we dare suppose that life hasn't found a foothold elsewhere? In 1980, I followed my girlfriend to Weed, California, and while she attended classes at College of the Siskiyous, I rustled up day jobs wherever I could. I also found a safe, secluded camping spot for my ancient Volkswagen van, and my girlfriend, unhappy with dorm life, often stayed with me. Fall had arrived. Beautiful, snow-capped Mount Shasta dominated the landscape, but it was still nice enough for us to sit on the van's carpeted floor with a sliding door open and talk about our uncertain futures. One night, at 9:37 p.m., parked above an old logging road and looking directly across at a stand of Jeffrey Pine, there suddenly appeared a light, as blindingly bright as a parking lot searchlight, skimming the treetops and coming directly at us. With nowhere to hide, we instinctively ducked and shielded our eyes. Time became strangely elastic, each harrowing second an agonizing eternity. The light slowed its approach, paused, then passed silently, harmlessly overhead, leaving my girlfriend and I with a million questions and no good answers. So then, are we alone? Are we really the only kids on the block? Something tells me that our galactic brothers and sisters are out there, watching, waiting, wondering if we'll ever get it together.
Tim Rudolph lives and writes in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.